Second Nida Parakei Mishnah Dalet Basho Son of Yom Echad Miskadeshes with Bia. A girl that's 3 years old in one day, that's the minimum age for the girl to be Miskadeshes with Bia. As Bia is one of the Messes of Kedushin. The three Messes of Kedushin are Kether, Star, and Bia. Now this girl's a Ketan Messes, she can't be Miskadeshes herself, only the father could be Mekadesh her. And if the father gives her over to somebody, to that person, would be Mekadesh her with Bia, the Kedushin would be valid. But a girl that's less than 3 years old, any bia that is done with her is not regarded as a bia, so therefore you cannot be Mekadesh a girl that's less than 3 years old with bia. You can only be Mekadesh her with one of the other methods of Kiddush. Then Baal Yavan Kana. The Yavan would be Baal, a girl that's 3 years old in one day. He would be Kona her. As the only method for Yibam is bia. So Yibam can only be done when the girl is 3 years old in one day. Any less than that, the bia would not be regarded as a bia. And if this girl was married off by her father when she was less than 3 years old in one day, and then her husband subsequently died, and the husband had no other children for any other wives. So now, if the deceased husband had a brother, that brother would do even with this girl, he would have to wait until she's 3 years old in one day. Once she's 3 years old in one day, she's old enough for you. Once a girl is 3 years old in one day, somebody who would have beer with her, he would be chayav if she was an HSC, if she was married off by her father, and somebody had beer with her after she's 3 years old in one day. He would be chayav for having bia with an Eishes Ish, but Ish is less than 3 years old in one day. Then, nobody who has bia with her would be chayav mishum Eishes Ish, as a bia with a girl that's less than 3 years old in one day. It's not regarded as a bia at all. Umitame esbola letame mishkav tachton. A girl that's 3 years old in one day, who became a nida, she is a nida. And somebody had bia with her while she was in a state of nida. The person who had bia with her would be Tameh, to be Mitameh, his Mishkav Tachton, the bedding that he lays on would become Tameh, just like the Elyon of Azov, just like the blanket that is put on Azov, the blanket that is put on top of Azov, that blanket becomes Tameh, and it is Mitameh Ochen Umashkin. It's not Avatumah, it would not be Mitameh Adam Vekalim, but if the Rishon Latumah would be Mitameh Ochen Umashkin, food and drink, so to the Mishkav Tachton of somebody who was born Nida, somebody who had relations with Anita, becomes Tameh for 7 days, just like Anita. But his tumah is not as severe as a nida. What he lays down on would not be an ava tumah. Instead, it would be a rishon l'tumah. So even though a girl could become a nida from the time she is 1 day old, like we have seen previously, but a person who had bia with the girl that's a nida when she's less than 3 years old in 1 day, that person would not be mitami mishkav tachton ke'al, and he would not have the din of a bayal nida. And since she is less than 3 years old, the bia he had with her is not regarded as a bia at all. But once she is 3 years old and 1 day, somebody who had relations with her when she is a nida has a din of a boyo nida that he is tummy for 7 days and is mitame mishkav tachton ke'alyon. Nisit l'kohen tochal b'trum. A girl that's 3 years old and 1 day and is married to a kohen can eat truma. Even if she is a bas yisrael, the din is that a bas yisrael who is married to a kohen is allowed to eat truma. But only once she is 3 years old and 1 day. But when she is less than 3 years old and 1 day, even though the father was mekadesh her to a Kohen, but she still cannot eat Truma, as a girl cannot eat Truma if she's married to a Kohen until she has Chuppah, until the marriage is consummated, I eat a Chuppah, and a Chuppah is not regarded as a Chuppah until the girl is 3 years old, and 1 day she has to be Roy Labia, she has to be fit to have Bia, in order for the Chuppah to be regarded as a Chuppah. So even though she is Mekudeshes to a Kohen, if she's less than 3 years old in 1 day, she cannot eat Truma, she has to wait until she has Chuppah with the Kohen, which can only be done after 3 years old in 1 day. Once she's 3 years old in 1 day, she can have chuppah with the corn, and then she can eat truma. A girl that's 3 years old in 1 day, that one of the psulim had beer with her, for example, an eved or an ovek, a guy that had beer with a girl that's 3 years old in 1 day, that girl becomes pasul lakuna, as it didn't. That a girl that had a beer psula becomes pasul to a coin. She's considered a zona. And once a girl is 3 years old in 1 day, she's old enough for beer, so therefore, if an Eved or an Ovek or Chavim or one of the other Pesulim has beer with her, she would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. Baal leha echa miko arayis amuris betora mumsin ayoda v'hipetu. If one of the arayis that Yechayev Misa for having a relationship with would have beer with her when she's 3 years old in 1 day, for example, the father or the brother would have beer with her and she's 3 years old in 1 day, the father or the brother would be Chayev Misa while she would be Pater, as she is underage. So therefore, she would not be Chayav Misa, but the father or the brother would be Chayav Misa. Since she is 3 years old in 1 day, the bia that they have with her is regarded as a bia, and therefore the Chayav Misa. Pachas Mikan, to notice an etzba b'ayin. But somebody who has beer with her when she's less than 3 years old in one day, it's not regarded as a beer at all. It's like putting a finger in an eye. And somebody who has beer with a girl who's less than 3 years old in one day, the besulim would return. She would still be regarded as a besula, even though she had beer, since the beer was when she was less than 3 years old in one day. So therefore, a beer with a girl that's less than 3 years old in one day is not regarded as a beer at all. A 9-year-old boy that has bia with his yuvam. That this 9-year-old boy's brother died without children. And this 9-year-old boy had bia with his deceased brother's wife. That would be a valid yuvam. And he would be kona her. He would have kinyane yuvam. He would inherit the property of his brother. That is a din. That the one who does yuvam inherits the property of the deceased brother. Now, even though normally a kata cannot make a kinyan, somebody who's under bar mitzvah is too young to make a kinyan, but yibam is different than a regular kinyan. The Mefarshim explained, Mishamayim Aknila. The Torah was makneh her to him. The Torah said that in this case, the katan could do a kinyan, as the kinyan of yibam does not require das. So therefore, even though the katan does not have das, the kinyan of yibam he could do. Now, even though he can do a kinyan yibam, but it would not be a kinyan gomor. It wouldn't be a complete kinyan. She wouldn't be an ashes ish. She wouldn't be considered totally married to him. If somebody would have a relation with her after this katan does yibam, that person would not be chayev misa. But he would have the dinim of yibam. He would have the kinyanim of yibam, meaning to say that he would inherit the property of his brother, and if she died, he would inherit her. And if he is a kohen and she died, he would be allowed to be metamit to her. So he has kinyane yibam, but she is not an ashes gomer, since he is still a katan, as he would have to wait until after his bar mitzvah. After his bar mitzvah, when he has bia with her at that time, then she would become an ashes ish. And there is only one method to do yibam, and that is through bia. And once a katan is 9 years old in one day, he is old enough to do bia. At that point, his bia is regarded as a bia. So therefore, if a boy less than 9 years old in one day would have bia with the yavam, it would not be a kinyan at all, since he is too young to have bia. Vein or nosin ges achiyag. But even though we said that a boy that's 9 years old that has bia with his yavimta, that would be a yibam, but he cannot divorce her, he cannot give her a get, until he becomes a gadol, until he becomes 13 years old, as a katan cannot divorce his wife. He is too young to give a get. Now, that which a get would be sufficient to divorce this yavama, that's only if he had bia with her after he became a gadol. As we said, she is not considered a complete ashes ish until he has bia with her after he becomes a gadol. But if he did not bia with her after he became a gadol, so in such a case, get alone would not be sufficient. He would have to give her chalitza as well. They would have to perform chalitza, and he would also have to give her a get. Since he did not have beer with her after he became a gadol, she was not a complete ashes ish, so therefore he still has to perform chalitza along with the get that he would give her if he wants to divorce her. Umitame benida letame mishkav tachton kelya. A boy that's 9 years old and one day. Since at that point his beer is regarded as a beer, if he has relations with Anita, he would become tummy for 7 days at that of the din. Somebody who has relation with Anita becomes tummy for 7 days, and he would be mitami the mishkav tachton ke'elyon. The bedding that he lays down on would be tummy, just like the elyon of a zav, just like the blanket that's put on a zav becomes tummy. It becomes a rishon l'tuma to be mitami ochlin and makdim, food and drink. So too, somebody who has bia with Anita becomes tummy, that his tachton, the bedding that he lies down on, becomes a rishon l'tuma to be mitami ochlin u'maskin, but that's only once he is 9 years old in one day. But if he has bia with Anita before he's 9 years old in one day, he would not become tame. He would not have the din of a bal neither. He would be tame like somebody who touches Anita. Somebody who touches Anita also becomes tame, but that tuma is not as severe as somebody who's bal neither. Somebody who's bal neither is tame for 7 days, while somebody who touches Anita is only tame for that day until he goes to the mikvah and has hair of shemesh. So therefore, once he's 9 years old in one day and his bia is regarded as a bia, when he has relation with Anita, he would have a din of a bal nida, and he would be tame for 7 days. Once a boy is 9 years old in one day, since he is old enough to have bia, if that boy is an eved or a guy and he has relations with a bas yisrael, he would passel her from kahuna, as that is a din, that a girl that had relations with an eved or another kohavim or one of the other psulim would not be allowed to marry a kohen. But if he is less than 9 years old in one day and had relations with a bas yisrael, he would not pass over to a kohen, since his bia is not regarded as a bia. And if the 9-year-old boy in one day is a kohen, and he married the Bat Yisrael, he would not feed her truma from this marriage, as he was too young to get married. So even though the din is that a Bat Yisrael that marries the Kohen is allowed to eat truma, but if the boy is 9 years old and one day and marries a Bat Yisrael, he is too young to feed her truma, as he cannot marry a Bat Yisrael until he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Upaisu et behema me algabe hamizbeach. And the boy that's 9 years old and one day who's roveya a behema, has beer with the behema, in such a case, that beer would be regarded as a beer and the behema would be puzzled to be brought in the mizbeach as a korban, as out of the din, that a behema that was nirva is puzzled to be brought as a korban. Uniskeles ayadu. And if there are two adam that witness him roveya this behema, that behema would be stoned because of this beer. Since he is 9 years old and one day, he is old enough to have beer. And when his roveya behema, the behema would be stoned. Of course, the boy would not be stoned since he is only a katan, so therefore he's not chayav misa. But the behema would be stoned because of this beer. And that is the din, if there are two adam that witness somebody having beer with the behema is put to death. And ba'al achas mikoha rayas hamurus b'torah mumsin al yado luhupat. And if a boy that's 9 years old and one day would have beer with one of the forbidden arayas in the Torah, for example, with his sister, if she's a gedola, she would be chayabisa, since she's a gedola and he's 9 years old in one day, so his beer is regarded as a beer. But the boy himself would be pater, as he's still a minor, he's still underage, he's not bar mitzvah yet, therefore his pater, but since he's old enough to have beer, he would be chayabisa, sister, she would be chayabisa for having forbidden relations with